After intense negotiations, the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan has finally wrapped up with delegates agreeing to a climate finance deal. Dozens of nations walked out of last-minute negotiations, which were at risk of collapse over funding to help developing nations tackle global warming. Among the resolutions, almost 200 delegates agreed for developed nations to provide 461 billion Australian dollars per year by 2035 to help developing nations prepare for climate disasters and green their economies. That's an increase from the $250 billion that had been put forward a day before. The amount equates to 45 days of global military spending, which left many countries disappointed. Cedric Schuster, head of the Alliance of Small Island States, says their needs are not being heard.
We've just walked out. We came here to this COP for a fair deal. We feel that we haven't been heard, and there's a deal to be made, and we have not been consulted.